You're listening to the Confidence Podcast, your favorite coaching podcast oozing with motivation, inspiration, and confidence to help you boldly take action on your dreams. I'm your host, Trish Blackwell, internationally recognized confidence coach, best-selling author, and founder of the College of Confidence, the most encouraging place on the internet. I teach go-getters in life how to take their thoughts captive, how to step out of the shadows of self-doubt, and how to courageously step into their purpose with confidence. It's time to pump our confidence muscles and train our thoughts, y'all. Let's get started. Hey guys, it's Trish Blackwell, and you're listening to the Confidence Podcast, episode 529. Oh, it's time to stir the greatness within you. It's time to wake yourself up to your fullest potential. Today's episode is called Playing Small, how to live up to your potential, how to know if you're even doing that, what to pursue, how to do it. Guys, I got you covered. And I'm coming off into today's recording so inspired because I'm thinking about people who go all in. And I have just two ridiculous examples for you. One's not, doesn't seem so ridiculous, but in comparison to the other one I'm going to mention to you, I think you might just smile. And this is to open your mind to think more just creatively and openly to what you can do with your life that will inspire others by you just being the fullest version of you, by you pursuing your fullest potential, by not playing small. And the first is, last night, my girlfriend and I went to the Wanna Dance with Somebody, the new Whitney Houston movie, and I highly recommend it. Although I was both stressed and inspired the whole time. It was a very confusing emotional experience, but my gosh, the talent. The storytelling of it in it is magnificent, but the talent, the pursuit of one's fullest potential, her being the voice, like this voice of a generation. I mean, I'm like playing nonstop Whitney right now. It's like all I worked out to today. Like I'm in awe. I feel moved when I see someone step into their potential, when they are playing big, when your voice is big, when you're being what you are, this like really flow of talent. It's not just beautiful, it moves other people. And the same way, so we just got back from the gym and my kids, it's a family afternoon and my kids are watching this YouTube channel that we found. And I forget the guy's name, Rob something. And he sets up 20-minute videos of obstacle courses for squirrels. That's right, squirrels. But his storytelling and his, with 2 months of prep into installing all this, these really well-designed, mechanically designed features, and he tells a story of a narrative that I couldn't stop watching. I was supposed to be recording this 20 minutes ago, but I couldn't stop watching these, and it's extraordinary. Now, that guy has, by the way, 72 million views on this. So there are other people. I'm not the first to discover him. But I say, well done you. Now, he's passionate about education, explaining physics and helping people with the biomechanics of creating inventions. And that's, so you see every now and then he'll promote something, but you go, wow, he is playing with his potential. He said, how can I bring people into seeing how cool it is what I love to do? And I'm going to tell a story through squirrels. And it's captivating. Right. In fact, I'll try to link some of his. I'll grab the YouTube links and put them in this, just because one, I'm so delighted by it that just have to share. If you want a good laugh, if you want a good smile, if you have kids, I'm gonna send it to my parents. I mean, it's one of those things. But more than that, I want to show you I am this, in the same breath. I've been talking about Whitney Houston, who I think is the GOAT of all vocals. Right? Like, I don't think there's, and I have some other big favorite vocalists, especially female vocalists. No one is Whitney Houston, right? No, I mean, iconic is an understatement. And yet, at the same time, I'm also really inspired by this guy who's doing squirrels, like filming them and telling stories about them. And that's not to disparage one or the other, but whatever it is, because your greatness inside of you is your ability to inspire the world around you. Because you have greatness inside of you, but are you fully sharing it with the world? Are you experiencing a great life or just a good one? And what we're going to be talking about in this episode, we're going to dive into helping you know if you're playing small or wasting your talent. Because if you are, and you're playing small, I'm going to talk to you about what to do about it. You're going to learn how to live up to your fullest potential. And I'm going to close out today's episode with some power thoughts that will equip you with the courage to live a bigger life, to be bigger, to share your passion, whatever it is, to explore the fullest extent of your skill set. And in both cases, this guy who is producing these YouTube videos is extraordinary at video editing. He's obviously extraordinary at his mechanical engineering and creation of these little contraptions. And he's worked that skill. And what this film displays and gives you a narrative of was the work that Whitney was their gifting, yes. But there was discipline and training and a commitment to doing things that scared her. And that's what happens when you start playing big. But man, when you play big, you inspire others because you become a version of you that is fully, fully alive. And my friends, it is beautiful. Okay, so in more specifically, we're talking about today, why we play small and the thoughts, specific thoughts that are holding you back, how to know if you're playing small or limiting yourself, power thoughts that will equip you with courage to live a bigger life. So make sure you listen all the way to the end. You're going to get those power thoughts. If you ever hear me say something or you hear a quote that I read or I give you some specific power thoughts, you can go and find those written down for you at my website. Go to trishblackwell.com/529. But as we start talking about our potential, I want to remind you, there's a beautiful quote from Nelson Mandela. Speaking of Whitney Houston, oh, guys, they showed her singing at his celebration at post-apartheid, his release. And it is just, it's beautiful the way, just such a beautiful performance that you just, watching the recreation of that performance gave my entire body chills. Nelson Mandela said this: "There is no passion to be found in playing small, in settling for a life that is less than the one you are capable of living. Your playing small does not serve the world, friends. Do not be afraid to shine or afraid of its power, because it is God-given and God-purposed. And I want to say this to you, when you show up for this, when you show up to say, I'm not going to settle for a life that is less than the one I'm capable of living. Say that with me. I am not going to settle for a life that is less than capable of one I can love living, and one I'm capable of living. And I believe that when you shine, you decide to be this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And you are not afraid of the power that I believe it's God-given, it is God-purposed. And if you show up for it, it will be God-blessed. It will be blessed by God." I remember this. For those of you who grew up in Sunday school or a Christian family, there's a song that you and I might know. But if somebody didn't, I'm going to share. The song is this little children's song called "This Little Light of Mine," and you sing it. And there were these hand movements to it. I can remember as a kid going, "Why would anybody hide their lights?" And the words go, "This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Hide it under a bushel? No, I'm going to let it shine." And I can remember, and you do this hand where your finger is the light and then the bushel is, you know, they had to teach, I think I learned the song when I was 6, maybe 5. You put your hand over the light with the bushel and you can see that it's hiding it. I can remember doing that, but like, well, who would hide the light? Who would do that? And it's interesting, when I was in my late 20s and I realized I was hiding my light, I went, it was like this weird like flashback to a childhood memory of going, oh, this is what it's like to hide your light. This is what it's like to hide my faith. This is what it's like to hide the light of being my full self, because I'm still stuck in some self-sabotage and afraid to be seen by the world. Like, just question yourself. Like, am I hiding my light? No, I'm going to let it shine. Anton St. Martin said this: "Your fears, worries, and false beliefs do not keep you safe. They keep you small." We think, we overthink things. We stay in place with things. And we think that the thinking and the worrying and the fear that's keeping us safe, it's not, it's keeping us small. Now, there's a really, one of probably her most famous writings is a beautiful poem by Marianne Williamson. And I'm going to read it. It's called "Our Deepest Fear." And when I came across this, about 15 years ago when I started my personal development, my self-growth journey. Our mid-20s, right? I was about 25 years old. And here's what she said: "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And guys, I mean, think about how I started our conversation today. I was inspired by the light from a film and from a YouTube clip of other people shining bright, of using their passions in a unique and bright way. So before we dive into the coaching, before we talk about why we play small, I just want to highlight our review of the week. This is from Grace Horn. I just love the simplicity of this, and I wanted to share this as the review of the week. For those of you who haven't yet written a review in iTunes, it helps us reach more people. It helps us grow the show. So thank you in advance if you're going to do that this week for me. But don't overthink it. I think sometimes we put it off and we're like, I'm going to write really something very, very profound. Here's what Grace said. Trish, I enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for sharing. I'll probably keep listening. That's good. Beautiful. I'll take it. Thank you, Grace Horn. Hey guys, so please, even just one or two sentences really helps other people know this is a worthwhile listen. And of course, I read every single review and they move me and encourage me. So let's get into the coaching here. Why do we play small? I really believe we play small because it feels safer. I think it's also normal. We have normalized. We live in a culture that has normalized playing a little bit smaller, not being seen quite so much, being conscientious to not make other people feel uncomfortable because we're really going and living a full life. And sometimes we play small because it prevents us from being seen. I know I played small for a long time when I was in my really early 20s, because I was still massively insecure with my body, constantly judging myself, and I didn't think I was worthy of being seen. I had so many negative thoughts about myself and how my body looked and all the things that I couldn't, if I wasn't playing small, I didn't think I could handle it. But it also protects us from potential negative emotions. We think it does, at least. We think it does. We think, well, if I'm already handling this, how can I go to the next level? We often tell ourselves the lie that it's going to be too hard for us to go or to maintain the next level of what we want to experience with our lives or contribute with our lives. And it's really this narrative of, if I'm already struggling with this right now, how will I ever manage to maintain blah, blah, blah? Or if I can barely keep my head above water now, how could I possibly think I could do anything bigger? So what happens is not that we consciously set smaller goals, but based on your circumstances and the limitations that you feel right now, you temper your future goals by going, I mean, I can barely handle what I got going now. Why would I even think I could think bigger? Because I did that for years. And here's what's happening. When you do that, when you think that way, you are discrediting the maturity, the capacity, the growth, the experiential knowledge, the mentors that are going to come in your life, the confidence podcast that is helping you, that's going to expand your future self. You are thinking about your future through the lens of your present, but you've got to think about your future capability through the lens of your future self, the version of you that is grown, the version of you that is courageous, the version of you that has experienced coaching, that has mastered your mindset instead of letting your mind master you. The version of you who has done the work to expand the talent. The version of you who says, I'm showing up and I'm going to keep showing up. Sometimes too, though, it's interesting to note, sometimes we play small too, because possibly you're afraid of being too powerful, of making other people feel bad, or being too successful, or that if you are too successful, that there might be too many expectations placed on you and you're a little nervous about maybe you wouldn't be able to handle that. What's so interesting is this all goes into, we're afraid of what other people are going to think, which, little reminder, you can never control what they think anyway, good or bad. And yet we tiptoe. And then also, we're afraid of emotions in the future, and where the way we're going to cut through that today is remind yourself that you have decided to be a person who is unafraid of your emotions. The more you're willing to feel your emotions and master your emotions are going to be along for the ride, but they are the indicators of your life, not the dictators. They can sit in the passenger seat and they don't have to be in the driver's seat. You do not have to be afraid of a future emotion. Yet, I can tell you right now, I spent years not going all in on my life because I was afraid that I wouldn't be able to handle future emotions. I was afraid that I was going to be too powerful and I wouldn't know what to do, which sounds ridiculously arrogant. But look, I know for those of you who are wired in the way my brain is wired, you are an all or nothing, or you're type A, and you know you can achieve things. But you're also heard, you've heard whispers along the way of, wow, it must be nice to be so good at everything. And I remember consoling myself to go, well, at least I'm not this. And I was afraid to be really successful in all areas because I thought it would make other people uncomfortable. But I got to tell you, no matter what you do in your life, there are going to be people who don't like you. There are going to be people who disagree with how you live your life. There are going to be people who are uncomfortable with you. But there are other people who are waiting for you to be an example of what is possible. There are other people who, as Williamson says, that are unconsciously waiting for the permission from you to do the same. When they see your own light shine, they see you step into stopping the overthinking and stop cowering and playing small. They see you go live on purpose, with purpose, for purpose. They go, hold on, that's available to me too. I remember when I discovered a lot of this in my mid-20s, I was like, I didn't even know about this. I didn't even know I had choice in how my life was going to plan out. I didn't know I could just decide that bigger things were possible for me. I had been told much of my life, yet I lost that belief and I had to re-remember. And so perhaps as you hear my voice today, you're re-remembering how to think big. And here's the deal. If you've believed the flawed narrative that it's easier to play small, I want to add to this, what you don't realize is that by playing small, you're also making your life harder. And it's harder because your heart will forever feel unsettled and unfulfilled when you're not pursuing your purpose, when you're not showing up big, when you're underserving, when you're under-earning, when you're underperforming. You know it. Now, maybe not everyone knows it, but you know. You know that you were made for more, and yet you stay comfortable. And that's emotionally hard. And I want to point out the challenge here, that we're afraid of the emotions in the future, yet we settle for emotions that are uncomfortable now. It's actually easier to play big because you start creating a life that just like makes you want to pinch yourself. It's amazing. This is what I do with my members in the College of Confidence. We create, I can't believe this is my life outcomes. And it all starts with this decision, deciding to stop to play small. Now, when you play small, let's talk for a moment. What do you miss out on? Well, I really believe when you play small, you miss out on the full spectrum of a human experience. You miss out on your own growth. We miss out on making the difference that we were meant to make. We miss out on the life of our dreams. We miss out on deep fulfillment of contribution. We miss out on income. We miss out on opportunities. We miss out on fulfilling relationships. We miss out on seeing different talent within ourselves that we didn't even know there. And I think we also miss out on seeing God do miracles and multiplying our efforts to do good in the world. Now, how do you know if you're playing small and what to do? Now, I'm going to make this pretty simple. You probably are. Because here's what I really believe. I believe in some capacity we all are. One of the things I am constantly asking myself, constantly questioning within myself is, where am I playing small in my life? Where is my thinking staying safe? And sometimes it's professional, sometimes it's financial, sometimes it's relational, sometimes it's physical. But where am I playing small? What am I saying, putting unknowingly or knowingly, placing limits on myself? And I want you to ask yourself this. Here are some questions that you can ask. It'll be helpful to know where you can start exploring, what areas of your life you want to start exploring. And it's not that you have to do all areas at one time. I'm a big fan of constraint. I'm a big fan of picking a thing and saying, I'm going to be brave here. And once you trust yourself that you're capable of being brave there, it's easier to start adding more areas. And I got to tell you guys, it was at 25 is when I really realized I could play big with my life. And then I got to tell you too, I was just doing some journaling, and it was at 35 that I thought even bigger. So there's going to be an incremental growth to this as you continue to play with that. And for me, often my prayer is to, because I talk to God about a lot of this. And so if you're a person of faith, this will resonate for you. But I like to ask the Lord, like, where am I thinking small? Give me vision. Give me vision that scares me. And you guys, God always answers. So here's some questions you can ask yourself. Am I holding back anywhere? Am I fully investing in growing my strengths? Do I value boldness, creation, and contribution? And guys, I'm going to, a side note, recommend that these are really great journaling questions and prompts to get you to go, okay, what am I ready for next? Okay. So am I holding back anywhere? Am I fully investing in growing my strengths? Do I value boldness, creation, and contribution? Do I know that my voice matters? Where can I think bigger? Now, how about this one? Where have I avoided growth, knowingly or unknowingly? How do I want to be remembered? How am I using my money to do good in the world? Whose opinions am I afraid of? Whose approval am I seeking? Now, once you decide where you're playing small, and if and where, right? If you are and where in your life you are, what can you do? Well, a couple of things that you can do, and these are oversimplifications. And of course, we expand on the coaching of this, of like, what does this mean? And how do you act this out in your life in the College of Confidence? So I would love to have you come join us there and take this to the next level. Take these concepts and principles and not just think about them, but do something about them. And that sometimes it's getting a coach, getting in community that will help you do that. So that would be a way to make sure you don't just think about it this time and you start doing it. But what to do? Take action. I want you to become a massive action taker. I coach my members all the time on this. Stay convicted. Stay convicted. Remind yourself. Go back and listen to this episode again, right? Stay convicted to going, I was made and created for purpose. And I know that the only limitation to what is possible for me is my imagination. Guard your mind. Often we start playing small because we are not guarding our minds, meaning we are massively procrastinating. We're letting our minds wander. We're drifting through life, or we're spending our time. We're inspired and we have this like these ideas, and then we scroll and we compare and despair, and then we think, well, they're already doing it and they're prettier and they're smarter and they're ahead of me. What's the point? And so we often give up before we even start because we just haven't done the simple discipline of guarding our mind. It's like when you're a kid at least when I was a kid and I would try to sneak MTV, my mom was like, absolutely not. We don't watch that here. And she would guard the channel. And sometimes I would try to go back, but like, it was the, no, this is where we stay focused. You can watch National Geographic. You can do this. There were certain limitations and boundaries to keep my mind on what was good and healthy, especially for me at that age. But are you guarding your own mind? Are you surrounding yourself with inspiring people? Are you listening to inspiring things? Well, you are right now. Are you reading inspiring books, or are you reading and scrolling mindlessly? Are you reading in the news instead of the book that you want to grow you? What are you watching? Are you guarding your mind? Master your mindset. If you want to start playing big with your life, if you want to create a big, epic life, a life worth telling a story about, master your mindset. Horace said, master your mind or your mind will master you. But it's not I wish I could control my mind. I actually thought my mind, I remember saying to myself in my young 20s, I was like, my mind is a hot mess and there's no way I can ever be helped. If you had told me that who I would be right now, I'm 39 years old, and what I would be talking about and the mastery of my mind that I have, I would have said, that's not possible. But I tell you this, I serve a God who does miracles. I serve a God who takes the impossible and makes it possible. So if you're saying, Trish, you don't get it. My mind's like crazy. I'm an overthinker. Always have been, always will be. Yep, me too. Stop labeling yourself in your past and start believing in the future that you can become and that can be transformed within you. So master your mindset. Do the work. And the work is, it's easy. It's simple. But just because it's simple doesn't mean it's easy. Journaling can change your life. Writing a gratitude journal, 5 things a day, just writing it down. We're talking a 1.5-minute exercise can change your entire experience of your life. Easy to do. Very simple. But 99% of you listening won't do it because it's too simple. But it's also hard. It's hard to say this minute matters. It's hard sometimes to believe in the compound effect that your micro habits are all actually where the mass magic of your transformation happens. And so show up. Be somebody who shows up for yourself. You show up for yourself in your habits. You show up for yourself by investing in yourself. You show up for yourself in your relationship with God and your time that you spend with Him. You show up for your workouts. You show up, like, be a person who shows up. You have been given the gift of life. What are you doing with it? Even if you just go, I'm showing up for the gift that I've been given. And today, and maybe you don't know what you're, where you want to go and what looking big and tapping into your fullest talent means, that's okay. Make the decision, say, I'm going to show up and be all in on the life that I have right now. Another thing, 2 things you can do is steward your talents, meaning train your mind. If you have a voice like Whitney Houston, do the work, train it. Expand your the range. If you are an athlete, train your body. And then some. And be the person that trains more and stewards and takes care of that which you have been given more than anybody else. Take your talents, your gifts, and do something with them. But take it seriously. So if you're an artist, but you're like, well, everybody says I can't make money with art, stop listening to random people who have no idea of what you have within you and start showing up for your gifting, expanding your gifting, stewarding your talents, and then be brave. Hey, for us to live a big life, we got to be brave. It's emotionally brave. It's putting yourself out there. And it's a beautiful thing when you decide to be those things. I want to close today's episode out with some power thoughts. I want to see how many do I have here. Just a handful. So I have 8 for you, and I'm going to read them twice. And these are just, when I say power thought, I often coach on this. It's a power thought. It's an affirmation. It's a proclamation. It's a declaration. And the more you say these things to yourself and about yourself, the more you write these down, the more you will believe them. And when you start believing them, it's really crazy what happens, how you start showing up. You start showing up for your calling. You stop worrying about what someone's going to think of you, and you are more brave. You start, stop overthinking. You say, oh, there are people waiting for my help. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to be bright. Why am I choosing between which 2 candles to shine? Why don't I grab the candle that I have and start shining the light? So 1, I am a world changer and difference maker. I am a world changer and difference maker. 2, my voice matters. My voice matters. 3, I will live my life with boldness and brightness. Oh, that one like fires me up when I read it. I will live my life with boldness and brightness. 4, I am a lamp on a hill. And I will shine. I am a lamp on a hill, and I will shine. 5, the bigger I live, the more I lead and inspire others to do the same. The bigger I live, the more I lead and inspire others to do the same. 6, what I do with my life is a gift of gratitude back to God. What I do with my life is a gift of gratitude back to God. 7, people are waiting for my help. You can even say it, people are waiting for my light. 8, I will be an example of what is possible. I will be an example of what is possible. Whew. Just reading those feels good. That's why I call them power thoughts. They give you power. Make sure you get the list. Go to the show notes for today's episode on my website and make sure you copy paste these over. Send yourself a text with them. Put them in your email. Write them out in your calendar. Make these your statements. And before we close out and share the listener of the episode, hey, if you have goals for 2023, don't do them on your own. Give yourself an edge that you've never had before. And the COC, the College of Confidence, is that edge. It is the difference maker. And if you don't believe us, well, just come see for yourself. We come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Join us today at collegeofconfidence.com. If you don't feel the difference in the first 14 days and you're not already more inspired, already feeling more encouraged, just let us know. My team and I would be happy to refund your money. Hey, and if you loved last week's live coaching session, I want you to know we're doing it again next week. So make sure you subscribe to the show so you don't miss it. The listener episode is Pris. Pris says this: "Hello, thank you so much for being my bright star in a dark sky. I've listened to almost all of your podcasts, and wow, I have been able to see now a light at the end of the dark tunnel. I look forward to joining the College of Confidence very soon. So many wonderful, real topics, and I continue listening to Who Cares What People Think over and over and over. Thank you for giving me hope again. My self-worth is starting to grow again. I deserve kindness and respect. Amen, girl. And if I could scream on top of the mountain, I would say, Trish, you saved me." Whew. I'm like deeply emotional reading that. I think I'm emotional since this Whitney Houston movie, y'all. Like, Pris, thank you. Pris, I can't wait for you to join us in the COC. Cannot wait for you to see what is possible even in a couple months of the COC. It's going to blow your mind and you're going to start being the bright light on a mountain to others. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you for doing the work and putting in the time to listen to the show, to do the work, to apply it to your life. Girl, you've done it. Well done. Well done. Guys, I love you. Thank you for the privilege it is to be a voice of encouragement in your life weekly. And for those of you in the COC, I can't wait to see you. I'll see you this week. We got lots of live coaching happening this week, and I cannot wait to see you there. All right, guys, let's go. No more smallness. You were created for more. It's time to go live it up. Go out there today. Go be more of who God created you to be. Be you. Be free. If you loved today's episode of the Confidence Podcast, I invite you to check out the College of Confidence at collegeofconfidence.com. The COC is where your next step is. In the COC, we cultivate confidence, create courage, and spark change. It takes everything we do here on the podcast to the next level, and our members get crazy, life-changing results. I'm so confident that you will find that the COC is the most encouraging place on the internet, and that it will so wildly exceed your expectations that it comes with a money-back guarantee. Hey, joining is completely risk-free. You owe it to your future self to take your growth to the next level by coaching with me in the COC. Join me today at collegeofconfidence.com.